Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So if the Patriots set him, that would let everybody off the hook, but I doubt that's what they do. And I think from the union perspective, what you brought up, Brian and I both were very involved, the union's responsibility is not necessarily to protect Antonio Brown in this case, but it's to protect the precedent. So they need to make sure that the process is followed. So while it's very uncomfortable for D'Amore Smith and many of the players who lead the union in situations like this, when someone has allegations this serious, but they have to protect him in this situation, not because it's Antonio Brown, but because the next guy who's going to get accused of something, no matter who, what he's accused of, you need to uphold innocent until proven guilty as much as you possibly can, because that's something that we frankly have struggled with in the history of the relationship with the league and the players.
That's Dominique Foxworth. He was on ESPN today. He was one of the union leaders or whatever when he,
he
was playing. Yeah, he is right. So that's the problem. You just can't put him on the exempt list. And that's what a lot of people are doing nationally across the country. Some of it might be toward the Patriots. Some of it might be when you read the, you know, the description here in the civil complaint. You sit there and say, oh, my God, this is horrible. And so you're reacting. You're taking her word for it, even though it is a civil complaint, not a criminal case. But if you're the league, you can't just suddenly take because somebody's accusing somebody. I could sue you for what you did to me. You were talking about my short arms in the last hour of the show.
Did I hurt your feelings?
I'm thinking about a lawsuit.
I mean, what if you're
I'm
a vegetarian?
What
if you're a vegan? Or what if you hate? What if you're against fur and somebody is always hanging out and they're wearing fur? You could sue them.
I understand, but you. Yeah, this is different, right? It's not like he's getting a civil lawsuit because he owes somebody $25,000 for some kind of investment. And
no, but suppose
him.
He's telling the truth, Lou, and I'm not saying that I believe him because he's a little shaky here.
The civil
okay?
lawsuit involves rape, and that's why the league is sitting there saying, whoa.
Right, but suppose he's telling the truth that this is a money grab. And that there's a history here of her. She wanted to start this own gym. She needed $1.6 million. She's got somebody that she's been friends with for a long period of time. Suppose he is telling the truth. You have to take that into consideration if you're the league, even if you think he's the biggest scumbag in the world. You just can't take her word for it.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that you're a bad company or a bad organization. Because you're letting the process play out.
No, you should take her accusation seriously.
Yes, take it seriously. Yes. Okay, but we still have to. So wait. So his life should be put on pause until this is all sorted out.
See, I don't think so. 3 years, maybe 3-4 years.
I don't think it should be. Okay, so you go ahead, you earn your money, you play. Listen, we didn't know. We have two sides. We have a he said versus a she said. And they're both, we're trying to have to respect both their opinions and their points of view and their facts, the things that they think are facts. So what should we do? Just let's pause Antonio Brown's life for the next 3 years until this is,
is
figured out.
I know it's a civil suit, but you could make the same case of just if there was formal charges, right? She could have very well went to the police and charged him of this. So we're trying to make a difference between a civil suit and whether the charges were made against him.
No, there's a big difference, Lou.
Well, okay, but there is. But even if there was charged him for rape, well, how was it different?
It's different.
She still might be lying.
Because the police are involved in it.
No, but he's right.
There's a police investigation.
Okay. You're innocent until proven guilty, and so you're right. So it doesn't matter.
No, I'm just talking about we're trying to say, well, handle this way if he gets charged with a crime. Handle this way if it's a civil suit. Well, just you can get charged with a crime.
Yeah, but
we've already seen that before it's just like he didn't do it.
Yeah, I disagree. I think there's a huge difference here because, first of all, you have the police involved in it. Second, you have whether the prosecutor is going to actually make it a case. They could sit there and say, we don't have enough evidence. The Julian Edelman case is an example. Within a short period of time, they said, we don't have enough evidence. We're throwing it out. And Julian Edelman had no problem from that point on, right?
Yeah, but
In this case, this is a civil suit in which she is looking for monetary return. This thing's going to last, guys, 2, 3, 4, 5 years. It's much different. With no law enforcement.
How much is a regular court hearing? Somebody gets charged. They go to court. Well, we don't know how long that's going to take. That's not going to take a week.
But Lou, it might.
2 weeks. But it's going to take months. Take a season.
But it might not go to court. In the Julian Edelman case, there was not enough evidence.
I'm not talking about Julian
Edelman. So they threw it out.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just giving you a case. It could have got thrown out. The civil suit is not going to get thrown out. It is going to eventually go to court unless they settle. Unless he gives her lots of money, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's much different. I think that's why it is very difficult for the league to deal with it, because it is a civil lawsuit. And if I'm the Players Association, I don't want the floodgates to open where anybody can sue anybody, and then my player is put on the exempt list.
So I do agree with Lou, though. You can say it's different all you want, but the fact is she's accusing him of doing something wrong. She's accusing him. So the fact is that it smells different. The fact that this is part of a problem. It just looks like she's taking the easy way out because she wants money. She really doesn't want to punish him, because if she really wanted to punish him and prove a point and make him suffer, well, she would hope that he goes to jail for violating every last thing that is important to her. That's what she's accusing him of doing. Her self-esteem is ruined. She has anxiety. She's lost a bunch of weight. She can't work. It's hurt her relationship. So all these things, he's damaged all these things, is what she's accusing him of. But she doesn't try and go through the police or criminally. She just wants the easier way out, which is suing him for money.
All right, let's get to the phone calls and your reaction to all of this. Should he play on Sunday? A lot of the media people are totally against this, totally against New England suiting him up. I think he's going to end up playing in this game unless something else happens in the next few days. With this guy, anything is possible. Bob's in Braintree. Next up here on OMF. Hi, Bob.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, Bob.
I wanted to talk about the fact that she didn't file a criminal charge, which, had she done that and won criminally, a civil lawsuit's a slam dunk after that. She went for a civil lawsuit, but more importantly, after filing a civil lawsuit, she went to his employer and said, I'm going to completely cooperate with you guys. And the only thing reason that jumps out at me is because his employer has a very low bar. And questionably, Goodell, being the judge, jury, and executioner, has it in for the Patriots once in a while. You know, so the day after he talks about signing with the Patriots, she files a civil lawsuit and then says, I'm going to cooperate with his boss. Not the prosecutor, his boss. It just seems kind of like a money grab, nothing more.
Well, I think we've gone over before why she didn't go to authorities.
Well, there was something else involved in it, too, in that 2 weeks after this incident, her boyfriend proposed to her. And she had, according to the complaint, she had real difficulty dealing with that and having to tell him. So she apparently was going through a really rough time as well. Maybe that was part of it. Maybe part of it was she loves this guy. She's been with this guy apparently since high school. She didn't want the relationship to blow up, so she figured, if I go and I file charges against Antonio, this is going to kill my relationship with this guy. It's going to blow up. I don't know. I can't speak for her, but as strange as that sounds, that she didn't go to the police, I've heard some of these women groups come out today and say that women do this. They're afraid.
See, the timing of it is strange, because she's getting married this weekend.
This weekend.
So Monday she filed. Saturday is when Incarcerated Bob sent out that Instagram DM.
2 days before.
2 days before.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if there wasn't, like, you know, some sign of agreement, you know, that he was paying her a trainer or whatever it was. Maybe she got exposed through that thing on Saturday and said, screw it, let's just go for one big money guy.
That might be it. I would not be surprised at all.
Like, I got busted, okay? Obviously, it's out there. I've been extorting this guy. He's been paying me money. I got busted. All right, you know, I'll take it to another level. Let's go for one big hit.
So I saw this thing on Saturday because I follow this guy, and it seems strange because the person that was scrolling down is wearing gloves, and it was kind of weird, okay? But now when you put it all in context, it could very well be that this communication that he was having with this other woman set this other woman off, Brittany Taylor, in which she said, I got to do something now. You know, now I've been getting money from him for a while.
Right.
I've got to do something. Right?
Yeah, because I got exposed.
Exactly. That may be it.
Or it's coming out that, you know, what I've been doing. So screw it. Let's go for this one.
May very well be it. Karen's in New Hampshire. Hey, Karen.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Good talk.
That was good.
She's gone.
Wow, why'd you hang up on her?
I didn't hang up on her.
Was she? Because a woman calls in with a great point and
shut
you hang up on her.
I'm suing
she was
you.
Leon.
I'm suing you. Ken is in Pennsylvania. Hi, Ken.
How are you, sir?
Great.
Ken?
I'm so excited to talk to you guys. I've been dying to do this for like 2 years, but I always have to work.
Beautiful.
But my question for you guys.
Yep.
My question for you guys is, I'm independent. I can't be fired. But anyway.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not judging anybody, but if Antonio Brown is being truthful that nothing happened other than consensual, and he's being hit with a civil lawsuit, why is he not countersuing?
He is.
For defamation of character under the federal law.
Well, his lawyer said he's looking at everything, including countersuing.
He's suing based on extortion, right?
Yes, but it should have been done by now. Why is he not done it?
He filed. Well, this just did come out yesterday, so they were alerted to it. So they released a statement, but they have not actually filed a countersuit.
Yeah, I don't think they're making it up, Ken. I think they're going to file a countersuit, and he's already paid this woman money. So clearly they're going to use the trail of money as part of the, you know, an extortion case.
Now, I don't know this answer because I've never been in a union, but if he files a counter lawsuit and he's part of a union, can the NFL actually tell him he can't play?
Well, the NFL can do anything because we know it has nothing to do with investigations. It has nothing to do with whether you actually were charged with a crime or you were found guilty in a crime. So they can do anything if you're embarrassing the league. This is their 100th anniversary. I think all bets are off with what they do. I would think that the Players Association, as we just described, would fight it because you just can't have people filing civil lawsuits and then saying, oh, while this thing is being adjudicated, you can't play. Well, that could be years.
Yeah, it will be interesting to see if he countersues, because I don't know if you saw Michael McCann wrote about this, SI.com.
He's good.
He said one risk for Brown, should he countersue Taylor, is that the countersuit would open the door for additional discovery. And it's unclear whether such discovery would be in Brown's favor.
Yeah.
As mentioned above, he's talked about it, Taylor's complaint refers to another football player present in the house when she claimed Brown raped her. Remember, she went back to the house?
Yeah.
And he said that player would be a key witness. So, you know, if there is no countersuit, is it because he doesn't want there to be any more stuff out there? He puts it, like additional discovery.
Well, McCann obviously knows what he's talking about. He's a lawyer and a good one. Obviously, that makes sense. You know, you probably, if you're Antonio Brown right now, it's not a matter of just defending your name. It's a matter of you don't want more to come out. You're already in a tough predicament here. Do you want more information, more stuff out there, which could hurt your employment? It could kill his contract, by the way.
Yeah, you see this because he did also talk about how it's notable that Brown didn't negotiate a settlement before the lawsuit was filed. He said normally there's a demand letter where the defendant has an opportunity to offer a settlement. Now, it's unclear whether they did or not, and they failed to reach an agreement or whatever. But what if Antonio Brown just throws her $250,000, $300,000 right now, and it's over with? Is it over?
Yes.
Is that guilt or no?
Well, I'm just it would be viewed.
Hold on. In public opinion, it would be viewed as guilt.
So you got a civil suit. They settle. He just says,
that
you know
happens.
What? It happens a lot, right? Here's whatever, a couple hundred grand.
Well, that's what may happen in this suit.
Okay, it might happen. So then what?
So in the view of public opinion, people are going to judge him and say he was guilty and he's paying her off.
So do you
think
he'd be suspended because of that?
No. And I would say this. So that, to me, would probably be the best thing for both sides.
Ben Roethlisberger.
But it's a shakedown.
Paid off that woman,
but hold on,
right?
But then it turns
into...
Yeah,
but he got games, didn't he?
He did. He got suspended.
Yeah, but to me, then it's an obvious shakedown.
Yeah, six games down
it's
to
an
four.
Obvious shakedown. What about Greg Hardy? Greg Hardy basically paid off the person, the woman
to not show up.
To not show up. He said, here he goes. Just here, take all this money.
Well, we don't
he
know
still
that,
worked.
But we just assumed that she...
Well, she didn't show up in court in the most important time of the court proceedings, and he got off on a technicality. Because she just said, screw it, because he paid her. That's what happened. So
you think if there's a financial settlement, he plays football the whole time. Never miss a game.
Why not? Do you think those would be sealed? Because
we're just referencing, isn't that what happened with Roethlisberger or no? And he got six games reduced to four?
Yeah, they reduced it down to four. And suddenly,
yeah, but the thing, I would say yeah, theirs
thing kind of went away. Darren Heitner, the attorney, said Antonio Brown will leave no stone unturned and will aggressively defend himself, including exercising all of his rights in countersuits. Florio on Pro Football Talk pretty much saying similar stuff to what McCann's saying. It's usually a very bad idea to countersue in a situation like this. Defend the case on the merits. There's no reason to go on the offensive. It almost always backfires.
Yeah, because there's discovery.
Yep, new evidence.
So discovery, yep. They're going to say, their lawyer's going to say, okay, I want this, this, and there will be a ginormous list, and you have to give them everything. Then you're going to be, what else are they going to do?
I don't know. It's your comment.
Damn it. Damn it.
Okay. Just keep your thoughts to yourself. Sometimes that's the best thing to do. Chris is in Abington. Next up here on OMF. Hi, Chris.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey, Chris.
Allegations can be the most dangerous word in the world. Did the U.S. not invade a country on alleged weapons of mass destruction?
Yes.
Kill thousands of people, wound thousands of our own GIs. Just an allegation?
NFL.
I don't know if anyone's brought this up or not, but like I say, allegation could be a very dangerous word. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Okay.
What I was going to say is you're going to get deposed. So
NFL.
First of all, it's discovery. Then you get then you're going to get deposed by their attorneys, and it'll go back and forth. So all the information will be out there. You'll know exactly what she was doing. You'll have her opinion. They'll have proof to back it up. They'll show the text messages. A settlement is obviously the easiest thing, but if you know you did nothing wrong, then why even bother?
So here's the question. If he were paying her money already, and this may be an Antonio Brown emotional issue, if he was paying her money, and apparently there's some evidence that he was, and he is pretty much admitting that he was paying her money, and she suddenly wanted a lot more, like $1.6 million to put the gym together, and he knew that this was a possibility, that the relationship had turned, obvious by the text messages, and she was going to come at him, wouldn't it have made sense before all of this stuff happened, especially in the predicament he's in, to pay her off, which is what guys have done in the past. Why didn't he do that?
Okay, so I pay her off. Is that a guarantee that she ain't going to come back 2 weeks later?
Yeah, sure, because you're going to have some type of written agreement. But why wouldn't he? Maybe because this guy is so totally disorganized. He did not show up in the courtroom when he had to go in and plead for driving 100 miles an hour in a 40-mile-per-hour zone. He still owes how many thousands of dollars to the chef and all these other people that work with him. He just doesn't pay.
Right.
He doesn't even fight it. He doesn't respond to them. He just doesn't pay. I mean, maybe that's part of his problem.
Well, I mean, his personality is his problem.
Right.
Him being enabled and being allowed to act a certain way with never being punished. A lot of people will say, "Man, you had it coming." Maybe the Raiders, maybe John Gruden and Mike Mayock are like, you know, see, good. Finally, you want to act like that? Eventually, it's going to catch up to you. And here it is right here. Congratulations. Thank God you're not a Raider. Knock on wood if you hear me.
Here's Kristen in Atlanta. Kristen.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good,
hello.
Kristen.
I think the Patrick Chung indictment is full of holes as well, and I don't believe that Patrick Chung should be indicted. But here we are talking about Patrick Chung being indicted for cocaine and Antonio Brown on a civil lawsuit with no criminal charges, that people are even talking about not playing him or for the NFL to suspend him. I think that's crazy. How can you not suspend Chung but suspend Brown for a civil allegation?
Well, because the league has decided, since they don't know the specifics, was he there in the house? It sounds like he was not at the time when the police showed up there, because the alarm had sounded, and that's why they broke into his house and apparently found the cocaine on a table. He wasn't there, so there's a question, was that his cocaine? It's his house.
I believe that. I don't believe Chung did anything wrong. But here he was. He still was indicted, and Brown is not being indicted.
Well, because there's a law. But there's a law that if they come into your house and you are the owner of that house and there's cocaine in there, they've got to charge somebody. So now it will go to court, and it will go to court. And if he can prove that it wasn't his cocaine, my guess is, based on what we've seen with people, somebody wrote about previous cases up there in New Hampshire, they get thrown out. So my guess is it's going to get thrown up, but hasn't gone to the court yet.
But I'm just saying, it's just like a catch-22. You know what I'm saying? It's it's just not right that they're doing this just because of Brown. All I know is I hope he plays because I'm going to Miami on Sunday.
Okay, so talk about being selfish. You're more selfish.
Comes out.
She's more selfish than Antonio Brown. Are you kidding me?
Beautiful.
All I care about is I'm going to be at the
whatever,
game.
Whatever, yeah.
David's in Florida. Hey, Dave.
Hello.
David.
Go, David. All this stuff happened down here in the lovely state of Florida. I mean, we got Hernandez, we got Kraft, now we got this. So what is it with the sunshine down here?
What a state.
You know? And I mean, I'm not going to suggest that the Red Sox in any way are behind this, even though it may seem plausible. I mean, all the cover-ups they engage in. But what about this woman's background? What do you think? I mean, what is she all about? I mean,
she's a gymnast. Yeah, no, she's.
I mean, like the woman in the Duke case was later found out that she was a compulsive liar or other things. I mean, does this woman have a history of engaging in these activities?
Not that
I've seen. Is she poor and needed the money?
The money may be an angle. Certainly, he's going to use the angle of the money, that she needed the money because she wanted to open up this gym. But she was a gymnast at Central Michigan, and then she went on to perform, and then she started a gym where she's dealing with young black girls who do not get the opportunity, or young black children.
A lot of heartstring pulling brief.
And that's the story that you read, and of course, it's her complaint. Pins her to be nothing like what you're saying, that she's looking for anything. But that's what you expect.
That's what you expect, though, right?
Yes. Here's Jim in New Hampshire. Hi, Jim.
Hey, guys. Great show.
What's up?
Listen, as much as I can't stand the guy and have no respect for him, I think he's got to play right now because he's been accused by one person. And you guys were chatting a little bit earlier. And you guys are on different sides of the fence on the criminal and civil. And they are two totally different situations. When you have a civil suit, you can go forward with a lawyer and sue anybody with no proof.
I'm suing Christian.
And nobody else has to come forward and agree. You don't have to prove any kind of evidence. And if that lawyer wants to take that case, he will. Probably lose it, whatever. When you are charged with a criminal case, there is law enforcement that looks into it. There are judges involved, sometimes grand juries involved, and police officers and law enforcement. They collect evidence. And when they collect that evidence, then they decide to charge you with that criminal case.
Correct.
It's totally different. So now, if he had a criminal case against him and they had a boatload of evidence, then the NFL could turn around and say, hey, listen, he's been charged with a criminal case. There's this types of evidence is there. We know it's there, and we can take action on that. If they don't let him play just because one person accused him, which maybe he did it, maybe he didn't, I don't know. Like I said, I have no use for the guy. I wish he never even came here. But if just one person is accusing him, there's no evidence, there's nothing else going on. If the NFL sits him, I feel he's going to have probably some sort of
grievance.
Put against them, maybe. I don't know. Grieve it, yeah.
Well, the union.
That's the way I look at it.
No, there's a huge difference, and I think so, too, between a criminal case and civil case. And that makes it much more difficult now for the league. The league can go in there and investigate all they want, but they don't have law enforcement. They don't have a police report. They can't go and sit down and talk with a cop and said she came in that night. They have none of that.
Does this make you guys feel any differently whether it's going to work or not?
If what is going to work?
Antonio in New England. Not behave, whatever.
Different.
For whatever reason. I mean, how do you feel moving forward? You comfortable AB's here now for the next 15? Maybe he doesn't play this week. I don't know. 14? Is he a factor?
I already said it yesterday. I'm happy.
I mean, are you comfortable that there isn't more to come?
I will tell you.
It probably is more to come.
No, this worries me. This keeps me on edge more than what we were saying yesterday.
Yeah, because
I didn't worry about that.
He'll behave.
Now,
he'll be fine.
I am definitely not optimistic. I mean, I feel like every time there's going to be a surprise. I feel like it's like a horror movie. There's something going to be jumping out at me around the corner, and it's AB related.
But I can't sleep at night. Yeah, this isn't related to what happened in Oakland. This was already in place. Right?
Yes. Yeah, but
the Oakland stuff to me, I looked at it from day one as a movie, as an actor, just determined to get the hell out of Oakland, and he was somebody write me a script. quickly. I need a script. How the hell do I get out of here? Okay, do this, do this, do this. Fine. You know, and
maybe,
damn,
but
even though everything I'm doing, they still want to play me on Monday. Screw that. Put this video out. Okay, let's disrespect my coach. Damn, he likes it. What am I going to do? All right, I'll go on Instagram and request my release.
Yeah,
talk about my guaranteed dollar. So to me, it was a man determined to get out. I'm not saying it's as crazy as it's just a guy that just wanted to get the hell out of there. But then it's just this and what's around the corner.
But, guys, it's
I think
all
people are going to come out.
Hold on. It's all part of the package, though. This is a guy that wanted to attack Dick LeBeau in the sidelines of a game in Pittsburgh. This is a guy who, you know, physically and violently was threatening his general manager just a week ago, week and a half ago. This is a guy who threw a couch off of a hotel balcony and almost committed manslaughter.
You keep bringing up the throwing off the couch.
There's more.
That's not an indication of your personality.
Pushing the baby mama, down to the ground and everything else. This is what we... But listen, I'm not going to be a hypocrite in all this. I said last week the Patriots should go for him because you've got nothing to lose. If the stuff becomes too dirty, you can get rid of him and you can get rid of him in a heartbeat. But after they got him, my feeling was 50-50. He might survive. He might not survive. I think I'm down to 40-60. So I'll drop it to 40-60 for you. How's that?
I'm with you.
40-60. Teddy Bruschi is joining us. Coming up next, we'll get his take.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And now on OMF.
What Teddy did, he had a great passion for it. Always working hard.
Patriots Hall of Famer and New England legend.
Stop tweeting and get in your playbook.
Three-time Super Bowl champ. The best football analyst anywhere on the Boston airwaves.
It is intercepted by Teddy Bruschi.
Full tilt, full time. Teddy Bruschi.
Stop right now. Right now. Stop all the Randy Moss comparisons, okay? Because it's different. Because I played with this guy when he came in. We had conversations when he came in. And it was all about winning football games. That's what it was about. That's what Randy wanted to experience. Based on all of his activity in the last year, year and a half, it's all about himself. It's selfish.
That's Teddy Bruschi from Sunday on ESPN. He's brought to you by Shaw's, the official supermarket of the New England Patriots. And I'm wondering, Mr. Bruschi, with everything that has transpired over the last 24 hours, how do you feel now?
You guys watch that show?
Yes, we watched that show. You were good, by the way. You were good.
How's it going, guys? It's good to be with you.
Good to be with you.
Yeah, a lot's gone on in the last 24 hours, and I've got to think to myself, I don't know how you guys feel that, I mean, this is just caught the Patriots off guard, that they had no idea something like this was coming around the bend.
Well, I mean, I think they were, but I mean, I have a hard time believing that Rosenhaus wouldn't at least alert them to the situation based on how significant of a situation it was and how badly it could blow up in their face. And with all the other clients that Rosenhaus has had that have played on the Patriots, I would think just doing them a solid, hey, wink, wink, hey, this may happen, be ready. You don't think any of that happened?
Okay, so here's probably the conversation. All right. Hey, Bill, I've got Antonio Brown here. He's ready to go for you. Let's sign him up. So Bill asks him, how are the feet? The feet are good. He's ready to go. He wants to catch balls from Tom Brady. All right, how's the helmet? Helmet's good. He's got it. He's wearing the Zenith. He's wearing the shirt, whatever. He's got it. Yeah. Okay, he's ready to go, Bill. Is there anything else I should know?
Well, it's just one thing.
Yeah, by the way, there's this sexual assault thing that's coming up. So anyway, how's $9 million to sign? You think they went that way?
Well, I just feel like there's – don't. Okay, well then, if that's the case, do you think that Rosenhaus owes him that? Do you think agents owe – their prospective teams that type of information?
It is the agent's job to get the player paid. And I think that's what happened in this instance. I think the Patriots were blindsided by the whole thing. I'd like to think that if they knew this was coming, sexual assault, the word rape, accusation, those type of things, they would not have signed Antonio Brown, because this is different now. It's even different than what I was talking about on Sunday Countdown, okay? This is not being a headache. This isn't being the biggest headache in the NFL for the last year and a half, because you can deal with that. Once you get into the locker room, it's a clean slate. Okay, so now this, now you're talking issues off the field, conduct, behavior, how you are treating women, these type of things that they don't want to deal with.
So
I have got to think that if they knew this, this would not have happened.
So, Teddy, this is a slippery slope. We've been talking about it now all day here, but we are talking about a civil suit, and we are talking about allegations. We are talking about right now, obviously, if the allegations are true, the guy's out of the league. But what do you do with Antonio Brown in the meantime? You know, if it's in the offseason, you sort of try to let this thing play out. But here we are. I mean, he's supposed to play on Sunday. Is this guy playing football, or are they going to give it some time?
Yeah, first, I think you wonder if the NFL will step in, if the commissioner's exempt list is an option. Do they step in and say, this is something where we need some separation before we get some clarity? When are they going to talk to the female that's involved on the other side, because they do their own investigations? Is she willing to talk to the NFL as they conduct their independent investigation? Do they step in? I think that's what you wait and see for first, because that's probably why no comments coming out of there right now. Nothing. Give them a number. Put them on the field. Let's practice with them. Let's get through today, fellas, because this sort of came out of nowhere. Let's get through today. Get practice, meetings, get done. Let's worry about this tonight. Let's see what happens. And then by tomorrow, does the NFL step in, or do the Patriots have to? Because it's all bad, in my opinion, when it's coming to this, because it's a totally different issue. The feet, the helmet, the attitude, all of that stuff, I anticipated that he could make it. He could make it and fake it for a little while, and we'll see. A different issue, guys.
So the NFL, Teddy, is celebrating their 100th anniversary, and it's being hijacked right now by Antonio Brown. So, but I think it, talking about a slippery slope, I think it's one, if you try to put him on the exempt list, this is not like he's been legally charged and a prosecutor is going through an investigation right now and they've got evidence. This is a civil lawsuit. If you do that, the Players Association has got to try to fight that, don't they? Because wouldn't that open up the door for anybody to file a civil lawsuit and then suddenly, oh, you go on the exempt list?
Well, the NFL still does conduct their own independent investigations. They don't any longer wait until the legal process, you know, unfolds and all of that stuff.
Yeah, but they can only talk to him and her, right? I mean, who else is going to talk? You know, they can't subpoena anybody. They don't have that power. There are no police involved. There's no police report. That's why I think this one is so different, and I think the Players Association would jump all over them.
Yeah, it's possible. It's possible, Glenn. I mean, there's so much that can happen. I don't know. I wish I could tell you how they're going to handle it. I don't know how the Patriots are going to handle it, but man, I mean, this is coming out of left field. I mean, you got to, like I was saying, I mean, you got a guy that you figure you want to assimilate into the culture, and yes, you got enough strong leadership to do that. But this leadership now, this isn't about locker room culture. This is about issues outside where you get pressure from other places. So the league has to possibly step in.
So how do you think the guys on the team are handling this? Because it's been everything that's been going on with him has been so public. And obviously, even before he stepped foot in Gillette, you know, Edelman was reaching out, you know, Instagram and stuff, saying stuff. Brady, hey, come to my house and all that other stuff. And now you sit there and you recognize or realize what a ginormous headache this guy is going to be. Because you're right, it is different, but it's still an accusation. So are any guys holding grudges? or are any of the guys irritated that the fact that they have to deal with this also?
Well, he's a member of the team now, and that's the bottom line. I mean, he is on the roster. He is a member of the team, and they have his support. And usually something like this happens, right? And the organization possibly has history with the individual. They know the individual. Okay, let's talk to player X. What happened? And you can gauge based on your history with the player over the course of years of playing for you that he's developed some trust with you when he says, listen, this is what happened. I'm telling you. This is my end of this. This is my side of the story. And he gives you the details that you want, and he looks you in the eye. And based on your history, you say, you know what? Okay. We gotta support the guy. Antonio Brown just joined the team 2 days ago. So you got to take it with a grain of salt. Like, okay, he's telling us this, but we have this story here. So what do we do? You know, but he is part of the team now. All the players, I'm sure, have welcomed him. It's another bag of drama that you have to deal with in a more serious aspect of it. But still, I think the players there will support him. I mean, if I were there and I was a captain in the locker room, it's like, yo, Antonio, what's going on now? And so have a little 5-minute conversation with him. All right, let's go. Let's go beat the Dolphins. That's sort of the way it has to be. If he's a member of the team and the coaches are telling you this guy is going to be here. So it's like, okay, this is what we got to do.
You know, Teddy, I heard you that comparison. You said don't compare Randy and Antonio Brown. Now, I know this is a whole new story, but at the time when you had said it, like, I didn't agree with it, what you were saying, only because of this. You found out by playing with Randy Moss what he was really like. But before he joined your team, the way it ended in Minnesota, the lack of effort, maybe he wasn't all in, refusing to go across the middle in Oakland. There were similar things said about Randy Moss's commitment to the game or willing things he's willing to do. But you found out he was different because you play with him. So before you play with him, though, wasn't it pretty similar to what was going on with him and Antonio?
Yes, but like I said, Lou, just like with Antonio, you walk in the facility and it's a clean slate. Well, Antonio's walked in the facility, and the clean slate now has a sexual assault accusation.
I'll give you that one.
It's filled
the
up.
The slate's not even clean. So anyway, let me go back to Randy. With Randy, clean slate, it was almost immediately when I had conversations with Randy. I mean, the earliest one was, it was Randy and I in the rehabilitation room, and there were before it got remodeled and all fancy in there and everything. There was a big hot tub and a big cold tub. He was in the hot tub. I was in the cold tub. He had been with us for a short amount of time, and he just started talking to me like, "Bro, what's it going to be like? I mean, what is it like?" Like, he had these questions of when you're in a position to win a championship, what is it like? What does it feel like? What's it going to be like? And he was so excited. He was giddy about the winning. And I was like, Randy, I can't promise you we're going to be in the Super Bowl, but I'm telling you, we're going to be there in the end where we have a chance to compete for it. And the look on his face, it was like a kid on Christmas Day that, like, it was like, man, I can't wait. And he was excited about it. That type of winning, that desperation of, man, it's my time. I want it to happen. It was evident from Randy from the get go. And that's why I said also, hey, we didn't get the job done with you, but still it was all about trying to win a championship with him. That's why I said, based on what I've seen from Antonio Brown, his actions, and it's not the helmet, it's not the feet. It goes all the way back. For me, it was when you leave the team on week 17 and you're playing this Cincinnati Bengals for a shot at the playoffs, and you're done when everyone on the last week you're not there. There's a lot that has to go in through a person's mind to just say, forget it, fellas, I'm not even going to be there for you. So that's why, that's the difference right there.
You know, like, here's something that stood out to me the other day, and I'm just curious to know if you feel the same way I feel. So Tony Dungy, Sunday Night Football, they're discussing the Antonio Brown situation. And he openly says, hey, you know, I'm disappointed at Robert Kraft. He's disappointed in Robert Kraft. Now, shouldn't he be disappointed in Bill Belichick? And I feel like there's this weird, disconnect where he doesn't want to call out Bill Because everybody knows Bill is calling the shots. So why would Tony Dungy openly criticize and be critical of Robert Kraft and be disappointed in him, where he really should direct his energy to Bill Belichick and openly say, I'm disappointed in Bill?
I don't know why he should be disappointed in anyone in the Patriots organization for signing
But he chose Kraft. He didn't choose Bill. I agree with that part, but the fact is that he chose, I feel like that was a cowardly attack because he wasn't willing to go at Bill and say something negative about Bill, so he chose Kraft. He chose the owner.
Yeah, well, I guess he might believe that if Kraft had the power to step in and say, no, I don't want this. But at that point, all you really had was a player that's had some major attitude problems in terms of how he was in Pittsburgh and then how he was in Oakland, and then you're signing him. I would understand that comment now after what has come out, because you seriously have to have serious conversations now about signing a player who has these accusations, you know, filed against him now, but not then, because Tony should know every coach is so arrogant at times and stubborn that give me that guy, I'll fix him. With me, he'll be fine. Tony should know that. If there was a player that he felt that could have helped them at the Colts, I mean, if he felt like he could turn his ways and make him be a part of the team, he would have tried it too.
All right, we'll give you one football question. You saw the domination of the Patriots in game one of the season Sunday night, something we don't usually see. First three, four games, it's usually a little bit shaky. They're going to Miami this week. You know, dating back to your days, the history in Miami, not real good. They've lost five of the last six. They are a 19-point favorite on the road. I think the last time we saw something like that is 07. You guys went to Baltimore or whatever, and it was a close game. Close game in Baltimore. Should we fear anything about this game at all? It almost looks like there's a mutiny going on down there with the Dolphins, Teddy.
Yeah, there's just something about going down there, and if you, even when you're a player in the locker room going down there, it could be a 25-point spread, whatever it may be. You know, going down there, there's just something that they get up for you. You know, it's South Beach down there. It's going to be hot. There's always something that happens, and those victories where, you know, you come out and pull those victories down there in South Beach, I remember them when we would win down there because it was so difficult, and I remember it. So I still think, as a former player and even as an analyst, it's like I would not be surprised if it was tough. If B Flow went down, got those guys to right the ship and just play hard for them, I don't know, because week one is always a mystery. The week one mystery, you don't know what you have and what you're going up against. But week one from week two, I still think you can see different teams from week to week. I still think they've got to think, all those veteran players, if we don't play good, we're still going to lose to this team, because remember what happened last year and in our past. It's a tough place to play.
Teddy says take the points.
Take the points. What is it, 19 now?
19.
It's 19 points?
19. Teddy says.
So who stood out? Who stood out to you the most last week? Who do you think who played better than you thought, or actually lived up to your expectations for the Patriots?
Even living past my expectations was Josh McDaniels, the play caller. And I'll say that because my head was spinning watching it, trying to figure out what they were doing from the beginning with their misdirection runs, trapping the defensive line, whams, blunts, flashes, outside in, all of these traps, the creativity on how they use their running backs. No wonder the Steelers didn't know what they were doing. They didn't know what was coming. The play calling was fantastic, I felt. I loved the way they used their running backs. Hightower and Collins. You know, I'm always going to talk about the linebacker fellas. I just think that the entire group, they did this without Vannoy. The way they played at the linebacker position, I thought was special also.
16-0?
let's go for 2-0, man.
Come on, you're not in that locker room anymore. It sounds like one of those guys.
All right, Teddy, we will. You never know what's going to happen in the next 7 days. We'll talk to you next Wednesday. It could be all
24 hours.
All different. It could be all different.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you next week.
Guys.
Have a all good right, one. Teddy. That's Teddy Bruschi right here on OMF. We've got last call next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Time now for Last Call.
See you later.
I'm done.
And it's been a blast.
I think the show has been a lot of fun.
I mean, I'm letting you go.
No, I'll let it go.
I'm letting
no,
you go. Good.
Last Call.
And I'm not thrilled about the end of it.
Our very, very best. You know, we've saved for last.
Thanks for the ride, everybody. I'll see you around the block.
Bye-bye.
Now, it's Last Call on Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier.
It's all brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate your car, help a child today. Schedule your free pickup at 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS or at carsforkids.com. I mentioned that earlier that there are some videos out there showing Antonio Brown along with this Brittany Taylor kind of being cozy and whatever. Incarcerated Bob, who seems to be the support system now, for AB. Matter of fact, there's a video out there where AB is thanking him. I don't know when that's from, but he just sent out about an hour ago another video. He said AB's accuser looking awfully comfy with him a few months ago, and they are looking comfy, arms around each other. A few months ago, when extortion goes horribly wrong, just run to your lawyers and file a lawsuit. I think we want to know the time frame. If I'm doing an investigation, well, I want to find out when that's it, right?
It's like, you know, was this a few months ago? Or was this a year ago? Before the alleged rape.
It's a few months ago. You're looking at this thing and saying, whoa.
There's no time stamp like on the video. So you don't really know when this was. But if this video was, she said, what, May of 2018 was the rape? Or I forget whatever it was. But it was 2018. And he got videos of them hanging out together the last, like, just 2 months ago.
I would say if this is a few months ago and you've got a stamp on it on a video weird. And you bring it in to the NFL investigation next week. If you're the NFL, I'm not sure you can really do much to
him. I mean, again, and if she's willing and willingly going to go into the NFL and have these discussions and interviews with them, I mean, listen, if she's playing chicken, I just feel like if she's hoping to settle, eventually the game's going to end, right? I mean, you're playing chicken with Antonio Brown and his lawyers, and they have all these videos. I mean, just it's poking holes in your story.
But again, a few months ago, and if you put that into context and you look back at it, based on the gory details that she gives in the civil complaint, how could she sit and be this cozy with him 3 months ago, yeah, right? You don't see him again. That's
unless
it.
She's just being vindictive based on something he did after that last video was sent out.
Wow. I think that's going to be a tough sell for her if this video actually happened 3 months ago.
Jesus.
Do we have to play OJ? We don't have to play OJ. OJ on Antonio. I don't care about OJ. I mean,
OJ.
OJ.
Hey, Twitter world.
Oh, God. Just talking about allegations.
Oh, my God.
Allegations.
Twitter world.
One thing I do want to mention, though, 18 years ago today, this country was attacked, and we should never, ever, ever forget those people who lost their lives on 9/11/2001. It's amazing that it was 18 years ago today. It's hard to believe. See you, buddy, Dan Dakich or whatever.
Dakich?
Dakich. Bill Belichick is banned from my show until he shows a minuscule amount of integrity.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God. That's your buddy, right? That's your buddy.
I tell you what, he is a dingbat.
All right, we're out of here, boys. We'll do it again tomorrow at 2 o'clock. I'm guessing that there's going to be more to talk about tomorrow on this Antonio Brown.
By the time you get home.
I think so. Or we can talk about the Red Sox. They're next. Yeah, see ya.
It's over. We suck.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.